With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hunter Biden's daughter testifies at his federal gun trial.
Hunter Biden's defense attorney called Naomi Biden Hunter's daughter to the stand in his federal gun trial. Attorney Abby Lowell began calling witnesses after federal prosecutors wrapped up their gun case. They say the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. Lowell has said he did not believe he had a serious drug problem at the time of the gun purchase and that there was no attempt to deceive anyone. Jurors were sent home and they'll be returning next week. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A Minnesota jury convicts five Somali Muslim immigrants for their participation in a massive scheme to defraud the government of $250 million earmarked for hungry kids during the pandemic. Two jurors were dismissed after attempts were made to bribe each of them with $120,000. This is the first case in the charges against around 60 Somalis. Also at SRNNews.com, the FBI is releasing files about O.J. Simpson and the deaths of his ex-wife Nicole and friend Ron Goldman. Simpson was accused and later acquitted of murdering Brown and Goldman, although speculation about his involvement has continued. Friday, the FBI released 475 pages of documents related to the investigation, including how key evidence was examined. Learning more about a house explosion near the nation's capital.
Authorities say a man who died in the blast 6 months ago deliberately detonated gasoline canisters in his basement. Arlington County Police in Virginia say officers went to the home of 56-year-old James Yu on December 4th because he was firing a flare gun from the back of his duplex into a nearby schoolyard. Officers heard gunshots. The house then exploded. Officials say they will probably never know his specific motive. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some decisions to make. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Messengers to this month's SBC convention in Indianapolis will vote on several resolutions, including one that would firmly state the denomination's support for Israel and its ongoing war with Hamas. Another resolution affirms parents as the primary stewards of their children's lives, teachers, doctors, or the state. SBC messengers will also vote on a resolution to denounce so-called Christian nationalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Department of Health's report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to a year earlier. Under the state's law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances, such as saving the life of the mother. Indiana became the first state to ban abortion after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Senator Joe Manchin is leading the charge against new immigration rules.
Manchin is leading some 45 Republicans on a resolution that would overturn new Biden rules on the care of unaccompanied minors. When such minors arrive in the U.S., they are normally given into the custody of a sponsor. Manchin says the administration's latest vetting process for such sponsors is so lax it leaves the children at peril of winding up in the custody of child traffickers and criminals. Manchin says the Biden rules fail to address what he calls the cycles of exploitation, cycles he says are empowered by illegal immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
The judge overseeing President Trump's case in New York tells the parties in the case that a post was made to the court system's Facebook page claiming to know the verdict the day before the verdict was announced. The post read, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work." The fact that the judge informed the two parties may indicate truth to the post. More at SRNNews.com.